Good morning, this is Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE. Arriving just in time for the weekend. Funny how that works out. It's Mara Davis with some savvy entertainment picks for us with her music mix. Hey, Mara.
Just in time. I'm ready. I'm ready to deliver the shows that you need to see this weekend. The first one is a rescheduled show. The show was canceled, but now it's back. It's Anderson East, who's going to be playing Terminal West. And, you know, we always like to talk about, Steve, the next big thing, but I really believe Anderson is someone to watch. I'm wondering if they did that because he's gotten so popular. Being an R&B singer, he's a little R&B, he's a little bit country. He really has a tremendous presence on stage, but he's gotten more attention because he's dating Miranda Lambert.
Yes, he's Miranda's main squeeze, and I think it's getting pretty serious. Listen to me, I sound like Rona Barrett, don't I?
You've been reading a lot of Us Weekly. See, look at Steve Goss. Stars, they're just like us.
I think they're going to get married and have a kid. That's the word that I have for my sources.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to take more to satisfy me.
Yes, they are together, but also Rolling Stone is pretty much set. He's the next big thing. He's from Alabama, natural based. He's also on the road with Chris Stapleton and Jason Isbell too. So he's part of that whole, you know, group of singer-songwriters that I'm obsessed with. And I'll just leave it at that. You have your moody blues.
You're not going to leave it at that.
That's right.
Don't say you're going to leave it at that, because there's always going to be more.
That's right. That's Anderson East at Terminal West tonight.
So if we want to expand our musical horizons just a little bit, Rusted Root is back in town, Variety Playhouse. If you're not familiar with this rock fusion world music band, they had this big hit back in the 90s called
Send Me On My Way.
Yeah. Five-member band. Everybody sings. I like a band where everybody sings. I'm just blown away
you
by
do?
It. Yes, I do.
So you love the Mamas and the Papas, I bet.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
You loved ABBA.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
As his hip reputation is bit by bit being slowly dismantled by Mara Davis.
No, let's hip it up. You love Pentatonix. Yeah. They all sing,
thank
too.
You, yes,
okay, right. Very good. Very good. Well, yes, Rusted Root. I think you put it really well there. They're sort of world music meets jam band, and they've been around for a long time. And obviously, that one song, Send Me On My Way, has, you know, they've made a ton of money off just all the commercials it's been in. But what they've been doing on tour now is they've actually been doing a little tribute to David Bowie. We've been seeing that quite a bit. Wilco did a whole thing for David Bowie. Rusted Root has been doing the same thing, so don't be surprised if you hear them doing a version of Rebel Rebel, and of course their signature hit, Send Me On My Way. That's Rusted Root, Saturday night at the Variety Playhouse. So a band from Toronto coming to Atlanta, and this is part of the Atlanta Jewish Music Festival. We've talked about this, how there are events all over town. And I really think Jaffa Road is a band you should definitely see, because it's, yes, it's Jewish music, but it's also jazz and dance and world music, a little bit of Indian, a little bit of African. It's kind of all over the place, but it absolutely works. And they are really mesmerizing to see on stage.
Especially Aviva Chernik, the lead singer. Gosh, her voice is just, oof, it's smooth, it soars. She's quite a vocalist.
And again, not bad to look at.
Coincidentally.
I know how to get Steve Goss's attention.
Okay.
Yeah, they are a pretty fantastic band from Toronto. And I think it is just a great, another great notch. Atlanta Jewish Music Festival really doing a fantastic job. So I highly recommend a show. That is Jaffa Road at Terminal West on Saturday night.
At the Fabulous Fox Theater on Saturday night, a double bill. Tyrese and Keisha Cole together.
Yeah.
That's probably going to sell out really quick, don't you think?
I think that's a big one. I mean, Tyrese, of course, is an actor. You know, we've, you know, seen him in so many things, and he's not bad to look at. Also, model and a VJ, Fast and the Furious.
He's the king of all media.
He really is. Well, he's not the king of all media.
He's
know
the
who
prince
that
of,
is.
Yes, he's
okay,
the prince of
okay,
all media.
Okay, don't, you know.
Our apologies to Mr. Stern.
Okay,
don't,
don't even go there.
Okay.
Baba Booey. Okay, so Tyrese and Keisha Cole put together at the Fox Theater. Tyrese is, you know, as we mentioned, is just a, you know, a triple threat. He does it all. And then Keisha Cole, a great singer-songwriter. She produces. She's also on television. She's sort of the pride of Oakland, California. You know, it's discovered by MC Hammer.
Yep.
So you can't touch this.
A lot of reality TV shows.
That's right.
She's dating Bow Wow, I believe.
Oh, wow. No more Lil.
No, no. Lil.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you grow up, you drop a Lil.
Except Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Still, no. He's a little guy.
I think 30 years from now, it'll be old Bow Wow. Without the D. Old Bow Wow.
That's Tyrese and Keisha Cole at the Fox Theater on Saturday night. I love to bring up country legends because country music, Steve, you and I have talked about this over and over and over again, how country music has changed. And it's not always about like high heels and lipstick and big trucks and things like that. No, songs about drinking. That is what country music, you know, kind of, you know, really develops its roots around. I Lie When I Drink, that is the signature song from Dale Watson, who is coming to Smith's Old Bar.
I drank a lot. Don't believe me when I had a few.
Yeah, he plays what they call Ameripolitan music, which is a mix of Western swing and rockabilly and country and just Dale Watson music. And yeah, that's a great song. I Lie When I Drink, and I drink a lot. So let's cue that up.
You know, I hadn't realized that he was part of Ghost Brothers of Darkling County, which was with the Stephen King and John Mellencamp play that was, you know, here at the Alliance, and he was a part of that. So I'm sure he's, you know, definitely has, you know, some vivid Atlanta memories and roots being a part of that production. So I think to see him in Smith's Old Bar, I think that's a great booking. So get ready to lie and drink a lot, because it's Dale Watson at Smith's Old Bar on Saturday night.
So Sunday, there's an act that's played Atlanta. You know, the lead singer has come through on all the oldies shows. Still packs him in, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits. And for you folks who were born any time in the last 50 years, you don't know who they are. But they were like a big teen heartthrob band in the mid-60s. They're British, part of the British invasion.
Yes, Herman's Hermits and Peter Noon. I put that in special for you. So many great hits. Something tells me I'm into something good. You know the song, There's a Hush All Over the World?
Yeah.
Totally reminds me of Listen to the Flower People from Spinal Tap. No, that was inspired by that, don't you think?
Yes, you're right. You're
okay.
Right.
And Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. I mean, the hits just keep on coming.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. What a horrible song. They were like novelty tunes, but they did some really good music. Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? Listen, People, A Must to Avoid. I mean, they had tons of hits. And Miranda
they did.
Sullivan, yeah.
They did, and they're still touring.
And Mickey Most was their producer, and he produced a lot of the British invasion bands. And Herman's Hermits played all their own instruments, except on some of the album cuts that weren't big hits. And Mickey Most hired session players to come in and play guitar. And I'll tell you, too.
Wait, can I guess Jimmy Page?
Yes, and John Paul Jones.
There you go.
It's a very short line. From Herman's Hermits to Led Zeppelin. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and also it goes back to the one of my favorite mottos in life, a check is a check. So there you go.
Yes.
Look, back in the day, people like Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, that was their bread and butter. They were doing so much session work. So you have to do the session work before you can wear really tight pants and have women hanging all over you. Sorry, I'm back to Spinal Tap for a minute.
That's okay. So one other thing you need to know about the Peter Noon show on Sunday.
Yes.
It begins at 3:00 in the afternoon.
The best. You know what? I actually think that is my perfect night out. Like, show at 3, dinner at 5, bed by 9. done.
Where is that show, by the way?
Herman's Hermits and Peter Noon. That is going to be at the Cobb Civic Center in Marietta on Sunday night.
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.